That's the financial reports. I like it. I like it. Paper. So we're over, buddy.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Franklin Township Board of Trustee meeting. This is our bi-monthly meeting. Today is October 19th, 2021. It is 21. The time is 12:03. If we could open in prayer, sir, would you like to open this in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for everything you do in our lives, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be in the midst of everything that is said and discussed here today, Heavenly Father. Father, also put a hedge of protection around the citizens that have come out today, and Lord, give them traveling mercies home. And we also pray for the Middle East, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord, we just ask you to intervene there in a miraculous way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And then, Jan, would you like to...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job.
Okay. Old business. Do we have any minutes?
We need to do roll call.
Oh, yeah, I went way too far, didn't I? Thank you.
John?
Yes.
James?
Yes. Yes.
Ralph?
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you for catching that. Old business. Do we have anything for minutes?
Yeah, we do have some minutes, but I would like to ask the board if we can go ahead and make a motion to start uploading the audio of the minutes after each Thursday meeting instead of typing them out. It makes it a lot easier on our department, and it also gets what has happened at the meeting directly out to the public.
I don't disagree. I had someone I heard the other day say that, you know, it takes 3 weeks. It does.
Yeah.
So
I already do this.
Where's Steve?
I think you mean that.
Okay, so if it is...
There he is. What I do.
Uploading, are we able to? I just want to make sure legally because...
Yes.
Yep, we are. Other townships are already practicing this.
As long as we're legal to, and we'll talk about when you come up if you want, when we get to your guys's, we could do that. I'm not opposed to that.
Okay.
And then that way someone that may want to see it tomorrow, it's already there.
Yes, we can get it to them a lot faster.
Absolutely, because it's going to end up going up anyways, and then the
and
written...
if anybody wants to request the audio, it's already, you know,
right.
They're
absolutely
already able to, so...
That's not a problem there. Okay. Patty Spencer with Southwestern Area Commission, do you have anything for us today?
Not this week.
Okay. Next on the agenda is Zach Witt, zoning issues with the township. Sir, would you like to come forward?
Thank you very much.
Hello, Zach.
Hello, how are you guys doing today? Brought some goodies for you.
Great, thanks, Zach.
There you are.
Okay. Is there some for the record?
Sagan?
Yeah, I'll give you mine. I'll give you mine.
Okay.
Next
time.
Thank you. I only made 4 copies. I apologize.
That's okay. No worries.
Happy to email them, however you want to do it. A few months ago, one of the residents in our Moneyback neighborhood, which is on the north side of the township, sandwiched between Wilson Road and Tradeview, gave me a call and she had seen some people on the back end of her property with some heavy equipment. She went out and asked them what's going on. This would have been May when she saw them. And they told her that they had been hired by a development company to drill soil samples with the intention of developing a low-income apartment complex in the area. And on page 1 there, you can see this photocopy of a public hearing notice that she received this past Monday. She and everybody else along the Brookside Street address, which is in our photograph. You see the 2 photos on the bottom there. There is a street to the south, that is Brookside Boulevard. There are 17 houses, township houses along that street. And I stopped counting at 60, but those adjoining streets to just south of that as well, all township property. There is a public hearing set for the 1st, which is this coming Monday. Wednesday. And they will be discussing a variance application by that developer who has filed their first kind of round of permits with the city. Page 2. You can see the area we're talking about. There are three parcels. Two are the small slivers on page 1. The bulk of it is that red box on page 2. Combined, we're talking about an 18-acre area of land. It is city property, currently zoned for what they call low-density usage. Please turn to page 3. The top photo here is a proposal for what the site's going to look like after the development. The bottom one there, I tried to highlight for you all the township parcels. What this variance hearing is for is that they are asking for a decrease in the setback. If you're not familiar with what a setback is, there is a requirement that any structures must be a certain distance away from the property line. That is set at 25 feet based off of city zoning code. They're asking that to be decreased to 15 feet. Additionally, they're asking that the fence line around the property be decreased from 10 feet to 5 feet. You can see, I believe it fits. I know it's hard. I'm trying to fit as much as I can onto the page, but building 3 and building 1 on the bottom will cross that setback threshold. That area to the south of that red box on the bottom of the page is all township property. They will be basically putting these buildings in somebody's backyard, 10 feet, anywhere from 5 feet to 15 feet away from those people's property lines. Turning now to page 4. You can see on the bottom 1 through 7 are the comments that the developer has listed in their proposal. Top there is the transfer history on these three parcels in question. In 2015, they acquired the parcels for a combined total of $100,000. That was for all three pieces. That is the same amount that they paid for two of those three parcels back in 1992. The inference here would be that they got a pretty substantial discount on this area of land. And even if you, I believe it's number, one of those numbers down there, sorry about the time here, says that they were aware that they would need this variance in order to develop the site. They've also stated that they cannot commercially do so with anything less than 216 apartments in this property. I don't know exactly where you would draw the line between low density or not, but that's quite a few units. Not talking about residents, we're talking about actual apartments. Give you an idea, in 1994, there was a sheriff's auction for those same parcels due to a foreclosure, and they fetched $244,000. So in 25 years or so, since the 1992 deadline or transfer to today, or actually in 2015 when they purchased them, we're to expect, I guess, that they gained nothing in value, which I find very, very hard to believe. Again, I think they knew that they were going to face a risk about being whether or not able to develop this property altogether. Page 5, there are, just to the north of that red box, and already there's an apartment complex that's being developed, or has been there for quite some time. It is, I wouldn't call it low income, but affordable housing. Rents seem to start at about $1,000 a month and go up from there. All of those boxes are the crime that has occurred. And you can see that grouping to the top left of the photograph there, that would be that apartment complex that already stands on the property. I filtered out all commercial property. There's, for instance, there's a UDF here on the corner. So we're not including things like shoplifting or theft from businesses that are in the area. These are strictly residential crimes. I also omitted all drug and alcohol violations and arrests in that area too, because frankly it was overwhelming and you couldn't see anything once we put those back in there. So we're talking about assaults, car theft, robberies, home invasions, burglary, and so forth. I'd be happy to give you a list if you desire. The applicant is Kittle Property Group. They have a D-minus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They have a 1.06 star rating out of 5. One star, mind you, is the minimum rating you can have. You cannot rate somebody at a 0 star. So they basically have a 0.6 rating, I guess you could say. It's already kind of a high crime area. I'm sure our police department representatives here could attest to the Moneyback area having issues already. There is a relatively nice park adjoining the properties called Reddick Park. There's pathways in this wooded section that they're seeking to develop. People have been using this wooded area as an extension of that park now for years and years and years. There are, on the property, there is a playground, picnic area. I believe there's some tennis courts there, all of which have been used as park usage, I guess you could say, for the last however many years. I recall, I don't live there now, but once upon a time I lived adjoining and I would walk my dog in this park. So it hits a little bit closer to me, to home for me as well. That low density usage requires that their buildings be no more than 35 feet in height and that each one of the units has 700 square feet of land. These are three-story apartment buildings that they're seeking to develop there. I've talked to a couple different contractors and it seems to be 50-50 about whether that's even possible to put a three-story building with a 35-foot or less height. My guess is this is the first of many zoning variances that this company is going to be seeking before you. What I am asking here, and I guess what I should say, is what the residents in that area are asking from you. If you recall, back in July, I was here talking about a Greyhound bus station, and we had asked at that time frame that you draft a letter opposing it, and it, timing-wise, didn't quite work out, but I'm asking for the same favor here. Better yet, please come to one of you, more of you, come to the zoning hearing on the 1st. It is at the Greater Hilltop Area Library. They are scheduled at 7 p.m. if you're able to make it, great. If not, a letter sure would be appreciative by the residents there opposing the approval of that variance. According to the developer, they cannot develop this land with any kind of financial viability unless they obtain the variance. True or not?
Paul, please.
Unless they get the variance, they say that they will not be able to turn a profit on the land. So supposedly can't.
Three story.
Yeah. If you go back, I believe it was page 3, that building 1 and building 3, and I apologize for the size here, the yellow slivers, that is the structures of the building. So if they cannot get that,
then they can't financially.
At least those two buildings, presumably, they will not be able to. They've already told that the elsewhere in their application permit, that pond to the right on that picture is non-developable land. Yeah, right, exactly. Soil samples, I guess, returned, all sorts of stuff. There's a lot of creeks that run through this area. So they're trying to cram everything into that left section instead, which is why they are saying 216 units is the minimum amount that they will need. So again, I think that's about all, unless you have any additional questions.
Yes, so sir. On this, we'll open it up to the floor here in a minute. On was some of that property donated to the park system or to the park or the City of Columbus for parks, and now they're wanting to use it for this?
So she first contacted me a month ago after seeing me on the news for the Greyhound station.
Yeah.
And we didn't know about the variance. We didn't even know what the intent was. Her belief and everybody else's who has purchased property was that yes, at least the section where that pond is going was part of Reddick Park. I got into it, I looked, I'm not so sure about that. I don't see that there was any donation to the city's parks department at any time. I encouraged them at the time to open a 311 ticket asking that the parks investigate it. To date, they have not, so okay. I'm not positive. If I'm the developer here, obviously, it sucks for me if I can't develop this property, but it's $100,000 was their initial investment. And, you know, unless they were lying to the auditor, that's what we're going to go by. $100,000 for 18 acres of land.
That's pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap. I imagine that a tax write-off, that if they were to donate this land to the city or whomever,
would
be much greater than
Jack
that anyways.
You know, when Jack Nicklaus wanted that several years ago and offered millions for that.
Yeah, okay. I know the apartment complex, you can see that transfer history there. The ones that I didn't highlight, you'll see some pretty staggering sums, $10 million, $11 million. That's because those three parcels were wrapped up into the two parcels where the apartment complex is above it. They sold them off back in 2015, which is why we see such a large drop. But even with that drop, I think $100,000 is...
So that date is for the meeting, place and location and time?
November 1st. It is in the photograph on page one at the top, the meeting notice.
Okay.
It'll be before the West Scioto Area Commission, November 1st, 2023, at 511 South Hague Avenue. That's the Hilltop Library at 7 p.m. I am not positive whether 7 p.m. is when the property owner is going to give their proposal,
starts.
Or if that's just when the meeting starts. Yes,
I don't
that's
know
when the meeting starts.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask just a few questions?
Yes, sir.
First of all, Robin, you're quite familiar, obviously, with your neighborhood. And I'd like to include her.
Sure.
From me.
Sure.
First of all, Zach, West Scioto, now that is a fairly new Columbus Area Commission, am I correct?
It is everything from the north side of I-70 up to, I believe, the Hilliard area.
No run.
Okay.
Thank you. It does include the township properties. If one of those residents, for instance, were to seek to, build a barn or something that they required a special permit or a variance for, they would still have to go before the commission for that. Chances are, no, they're not going to,
One of the reasons I ask is we, Franklin Township, do have an area commission established up there as well.
Okay.
So, having said that, back years ago, 10 years or whatever it was ago, I was one of the members of the area commission, Southwest Area Commission.
Sure.
That helped develop a land plan for this area.
Okay.
In the middle.
Back to back, after we got that through all of the steps it was taking. It took 2 or 3 years to get it, really.
Sure, I'm sure.
And after that, why the county stepped in, if you remember, and said, okay, boom, we're going right on up north and start. And incorporate that into a area commission as well. Can't remember exactly what they call it.
The south end of I-70 is the Greater Hilltop Area Commission. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with that many times because that's my neighborhood commission. The north side of 70.
So that's where they began as the south side of. Yeah. Okay. So you've got more than one jurisdiction kind of. John,
yeah. So what they're asking the board,
you've got a big entanglement.
Yeah. So what I'd like to do is open the floor up for questions. Yes.
Are you zoning? Because the way it is on the chart and everything that you gave, you made it like he's like Patty, where Patty actually is in association with something for the city and everything. But are you part of zoning? I mean, because you just got unlimited time, and you're talking some of it for the majority of the city of Columbus. It's really not too much of the township, kind of like the bus thing, and it's unfair. Why didn't you wait till the end of the meeting like normally all of us, and then you're going to hurry up and shoot out of here I never see you, so, I just seen you at the only bus thing, and then you did the same thing. That's unfair.
Well, If I can answer that.
Because he's your friend.
He asked if he could be.
Oh my gosh.
He asked if he could be on the agenda. We put him on the agenda. He was on the agenda. He wasn't just picked out of the audience and called. He's addressing the board on a situation that's going to make a difference in this township and the residents. So
I got issues. I mean, okay. Gotcha. I back up right to
is
the
there,
city.
Is there any other questions? Hearing none, I close the floor. So to the board, we're asking for a letter in support, not in support of this going in. With any discussions?
Well, what I would propose on that, this is a complicated matter here. And you say there is a Greater Hilltop.
Yeah.
Has a meeting.
Not Greater Hilltop, Scioto West, yes. I would.
And that's on November 1st, is that
November 1st, which is next Wednesday.
Barring or anything, I want to go hear that.
Sure. That would be fantastic.
And I think, Jim, is it possible for you to go on less of that or John?
Oh, I've got the date down.
I'm putting it in my calendar right now. It's not next Wednesday, it's 2 weeks from Wednesday.
It's on a Monday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I just
want.
I was.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on
November. That's better for us.
Yeah,
we have an extra
Wednesday.
Week to write this letter if you approve it.
So it's on November 1st at 6 p.m.?
7.
7 p.m.
It's at the library on Hay Avenue.
So far, the city does not really have a dog in this race, so to speak. It is strictly the developer. Step one is getting the variance before the city will even
review
these things.
And he has purely come to the West Nile Commission as he should.
Yes.
Shut
up. All of our residents in the area were given a copy of that on their doors or mailboxes.
Okay. Now, the other thing, I was looking at one of the pages here. Okay, a red line is outlined. I can't remember, you know, I go through money back probably over the years. Eight or 10 years, probably. I don't know how many times, but I don't know exactly. Are these houses here? These are township homes. Is that correct? A few of them. Over
so we've
here.
Opened this up yet for more discussion. Is that
those are an apartment complex that are onto the left of that box? Yes. What we're looking at is everything on the bottom of those photos, all those houses in those neighborhoods, that's all the township, yes.
Okay, well, let's try to go to the, or at least I'm going to try to go to the meeting. I hope, you know, maybe you guys can too. Because I feel this is a very important situation to Franklin Township.
I know the residents would certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely, we stand. It's a dangerous situation for the township because we stand to lose 280 some acres of land and all kinds of things. I mean, they're just all dollars.
So my question to you, sir, would be, So what Mr. Witt is asking is that the board would support a letter saying that they oppose this development under, as he stated, 3 stories high. They're asking to be set closer.
Six buildings.
Well, first of all,
high.
In our plan, now our area plan, FND area,
yes,
has the same land plan essentially as the Southwest area plan does. Our highs are a maximum of 40 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to dig into both of those or into the area plan and things like that because they're asking for variances and things that are not consistent with our area plan.
It's not consistent with theirs either, certainly.
So that would have to be addressed.
So what I would ask is, I'm going to ask for a motion that we send a letter in opposition of this building, this developer in this site plan. And if there's no further questions on it, I would just ask for a second.
Well, I guess it's your call.
We're just asking for a letter that would say we don't think this is the best interest of our residents in the township,
I believe it would be, but, you know, I think it needs to be do we jump on a vote now or do we listen? I don't know. I mean, maybe who knows? Maybe the developer will offer $10 billion for the company. You know, I don't know what their offers are.
Yeah, but what,
they're not
what?
Offering anything. They've already purchased the property. They did about 10 years. Well, 2015 is when they've been sitting on it ever since.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason, they decided now was the opportune time to try and.
So what they're doing, Mr. Boyd,
we will not lose any property.
No, we won't lose any property, but what we do lose is that what they're asking is large scale.
Yeah, I understand now.
So what we would be opposing is the site plan in which they're presenting to do on the property.
There are obviously good reasons why there is a 25-foot setback back. Instead of 15 or 5, for instance.
And just not enough property to do what they want to do.
It's going to impact our township police and fire significantly. We already have people just a little bit further north already crossing into people's yards in that area.
Well,
so
they'll be tied up there, no question about
that. So there is a motion on the floor. If there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second on a letter in on this development site plan, as we are not okay with that.
You understand it, Jim?
Yeah. And only thing I'd ask is if we run this by legal.
Sure.
Letter.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'll second that with it going by legal and Julie signing off on it.
Okay. And we'll call whenever ready, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Okay. You have anything else for us?
I don't. Thank you for your time. I know those residents up there sure do appreciate it. I apologize for anybody else whose time I may have pressure on.
So. Nope, you were on the agenda. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay, moving right on along.
Good to have Fred in high place to get on that agenda, brother.
If we can, if you guys want to talk, if you want to step outside, you may.
Yeah.
Police Department, Chief Smith.
So, we have a couple things. I don't know. Do you want me to address the resolutions like for later now? Talk about it.
Just the if you want, Dave. If not, you can do your stats and what you have, and then I'll just include the two officers.
Okay. Cause, well, we only have one that's given the resignation. I guess I can read that for now.
Sure.
We have a second one that's given us notice that they're leaving, but they
so we just
haven't
gotten
the letter yet.
Not to interrupt. Just note we don't have anything definite on the second officer.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just called and said, you know, the day said he's going to.
Okay, all right.
Chief Smith, please allow this letter to serve as an official notice that I will be ending my employment with the Franklin County Police Department effective October 17th, 2023. I am grateful for the opportunity and the experience I've received during my time with the department. This decision does not come easy. However, after much thought, the decision to leave the department is in my best interest of myself and my family. That's Jacob Johansson. That came from Ross County.
Who was that from, sir?
Jacob Johansson.
Jacob.
And the other guy that came from Ross County has told me that he is putting his resignation into.
So you haven't got a letter from him?
No, not yet. Okay. I've been Isaac. I was good. I don't have, our stats didn't come in.
Okay.
That I put out, I actually emailed them for, but I haven't gotten them just yet. But I wanted to, maybe we could cover the two radios for Commercial Point. I'd like to, I have 20 of our walkies left, and we can actually afford, we're not going to need these two radios, but we're getting down to a point where I'm going to stop giving the radios out. But they, Commercial Point Police asked if we could spare two of our walkies that was donated to us by the state. And the agreement when I took the 30 radios that was that I would donate them to other police departments, anything that I didn't need. So I'd like to get approval to give Commercial Point two walkies that was donated to us.
Okay.
I have a
resolution. Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
This is resolution 2023-229, a resolution approving the donation of handheld radios to Commercial Point Police Department be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves donating two handheld radios to the Commercial Point Police Department. These handhelds are part of a previous donation to Franklin Township Police Department and are unneeded.
If there's no further questions in the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Here in a second, I'd call for a roll.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
So, Jim, are you doing a motion for the resignation, or are we just acknowledging the resignation?
Well, I didn't know if he was done. I was going to ask if we need a resolution or
a motion.
So, I asked for a second on the motion of Officer
Johansson.
Resignation. If there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
He will be dearly missed, and I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
No, hold a second. That's Jacob.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
He's been with us, what, 6 months?
Has it been 6 months?
Yeah, it's coming right up on 6 months.
I thought it was a little longer, mm-hmm. Man.
He came in at the end.
He's a good
guy. So, yes, well, for me, Robin, I hope you understand.
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
Okay, so, rule. That was roll call.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It. Okay.
It's okay.
I didn't know if you were getting ready to. Okay.
Yeah, that's
yes, me.
We also, our body cameras that we have, we've had them for about 3.5 years now, like one of the first departments actually that are for township in Franklin County have mm-hmm. body cameras. It's extremely important we have them. It documents evidence for our officers. I mean, it's stopped our officers from having to go down to court several times because the defendant's attorney said. Our cameras are already obsolete. And we've had them 3.5 years. We can't even warrant them next year. We can get a warranty for this year, but we can't warrant them after this year coming up. Every time we send a camera in now, it's going to cost me $500, and these are actually going down pretty frequently lately. And so I had a representative from Motorola come in and sit down and talk to us, and give me a quote, which he actually treated us really well. He's going to keep us at the same rate that we had for cloud storage. Stays the same as it was before. We pay $69.90 a year for unlimited camera footage for all 10 cameras. I'm also, everything over there has to be completely changed. They're gonna give me an $1,800 exchange server for free, as long as we agree to stay with their service for 5 years. And also on my third year of having the new cameras that we would get, I would get new cameras replaced for those with whatever the most updated camera would be. So the cost would cost us first, the first cost is somewhere around, I think it was $13,000 or $14,000 payment, but that's because there's a $5,000 setup fee and putting our server in over there and exchange, in place. After that, it's $8,200 a year, which you can see it's only about $1,000 more than what it was before. And I'm going to be able to get a free exchange server for our videos. I'm going to get an upgrade on our cameras at year three. And even
and
if there's not
cost,
an upgrade,
they upgrade it for free.
They're going to give me a new camera.
All new cameras.
Yep, all 10 new cameras on my third year. Plus, I'm getting a 5-year warranty instead of a 3-year warranty, which is what we got on the first one. So, I had discussion about possibly getting this through APR money because of our budget situation. What is it that didn't go for him? $47,985 total. For the 5 years.
Okay.
We have a resolution for that. If
okay, you'd like to read it? Mm.
Absolutely.
I would like to make an amendment to it, though.
Well, when we make that separate.
Okay, we can do that separate, yeah.
Well,
just bring it up right
okay.
Now.
Okay. The numbers again, would you mind? $13,000 for purchase.
The first one, I actually got it exactly. It's like $14,865 is the first one because there's a $5,000.
Okay, and then I've got $5,000 down here. What's that for?
That's in that $14,000.
Okay.
Okay. So
those are included. So we've got
total of 19,000 total there?
No, it's 14,000 went to 5,000 in it. So,
including the 5,000.
Yeah, it includes it, okay. Yeah. And then every year after, it's about $1,000 more, it's 8,280. Okay. And that includes all of our, and we got, just to give you an idea of what we've used in 3 years, I got 38,000 videos
yeah.
in 3 years. So that's quite a bit of storage that we use up.
You get two officers on the scene.
Yeah, and they all use them.
Yeah.
Because if they don't,
they have to
deal with us.
Yeah. And there's 3,300 per year.
It's 8,280. 8,280. Right now we're paying about 7,000, 69.90. It'll go to 8,280.
Okay.
But we would like to be able to.
And that's all inclusive then, that 8,280?
Yeah, that's everything in there, yeah. I'd like to pay it all up front if we can.
Well, they give us a discount.
That's where we get the discount from.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean paying it all up front.
No, that would be with discount.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
sounds awful.
Okay, so you want to go, Steve?
You ready for the resolution?
Yeah.
Okay. Resolution 2023-230, approving a use of ARPA funds for purchase of new body-worn cameras for the Township Police Department. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $50,000 specific to the purchase of 10 new body-worn cameras for the Township Police Department. And I've attached the exhibit with all the totals there for you.
Okay. If there's no further question on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Here in a second, and if I can have a roll call when ready.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
What's that resolution number?
230.
Yeah.
2023-230. While we're on the discussion of safety and our law enforcement, I have been doing some research on a device. It's called Guardian. Guardian Angel. It's. I'm sure you've seen them. The lights that you can put on your.
Set up on top of.
Yeah, you can. You can attach them there. If you're wearing a helmet, you can put it there. That flashes.
Behind.
It flashes from. Yeah, they can change it all around. You can. They can use it as a flashlight. But most of all, especially since CPD just lost an officer, by being hit by a backhoe, and it is going to start getting dark. I'd like to make a resolution to use some ARP money to purchase 10. How many officers we have?
12.
We have 12. To purchase 12. And they're running at about $119 a piece. So I'd say $2,000 on the resolution to purchase these.
Okay. Would you want to tell me what was the purpose for?
They're a little box that goes right here on his thing.
Okay. Yeah, they're about the size of his body camera, but it's a safety device that you can use. They can use it as a flashlight, or they can use it as a strobe light. And I was talking to a lot of other officers that are using them now, and other, if you're looking or searching, going to an apartment complex, they have them on where they just flash backwards.
Oh, do they?
So the officers can see where the other officers are at.
Wow.
They can also look at, like, when they're talking to somebody, they can click on that light and they can see
ID.
I think you know me, anything to help the safety, they're all
good with that.
I'll try.
Yeah, yeah. What is it called?
I'll get with you, Steve. Guardian Angel.
Okay. So we're doing a resolution at the table?
Yes, we are.
Unfortunately. Okay. Sorry.
All right. So somebody got a number?
Well, a number to be added at a previous time, unless you have a book that has any numbers in it this time.
No, because we weren't doing it.
Can we amend that resolution and just add it to it?
Or do you want to keep them separate, Steve?
Might be better to keep them
separate.
Separate.
So,
okay, I'll table it.
We'll get a resolution number.
Yeah, I want to play by the rules. I don't want to.
So.
But that you can let them know that.
Well, no, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I want to keep our guys safe on traffic stops.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That is done. Yeah,
I would rather pay $1,200.
This one is all total.
Okay.
For them. than have one of our officers get hit like the CPD officer did.
It's a good idea. And, it really is.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Floor still yours?
I didn't know if you were wanting to talk about cars or not.
While you're standing, we can go ahead and I can read the resolution when you are all set.
There was an issue with the cars with the chief. He just wants to sit down before we actually, we want the cars and we need the cars, but he wants to see where the money's coming from just because he's trying to be responsible. So before he got got set in stone that we have to buy these cars, he wanted to sit down with one of you guys.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, so if we could table that for now, would that be okay with you?
Absolutely.
Are we able to hold those cars?
He's supposed to call me when the cars come in, and I have not gotten a call yet. I'll call him.
Okay, just so that they know we want the cars, mm-hmm. I'd hate to set up another meeting and then, because right now you can't get cars.
I applaud him. I applaud the chief and you for wanting to put the brakes on that because, yeah, we need to sit down with Lindsay and Wilczek, and I think it's a good idea to sit down and discuss that. Now we're being fiscally responsible.
Well, they're told the money's there, but they just want to make sure they know where that money.
Well, we would like to know where the money came from.
That's exactly.
We asked us several times, but he's not giving an answer.
Okay.
And this right here is coming up.
We can make that happen soon.
Yeah.
If we're able to make that happen.
Jeff's on vacation. I point blank asked him before. He has not given us any answer. So
I haven't had my meeting with him yet.
We need to get this meeting done as soon as possible so we don't lose these cars.
He's on vacation.
Okay.
Through next week.
Okay.
Well, I got two people to call. One, my body camera guy, tell him it's a go. And then
I'll get with you on the Guardian Angels. I think there's a guy in Galloway.
Do we have to do a supplemental? Okay.
The dealer out there.
Okay.
We have to do a supplemental for the body cams?
Yes.
For the
body cameras.
The body cameras? I'm trying to think of two things at once.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Hold on a second. What was it?
Body cameras are taken care of.
Yes.
We have to do a supplemental.
Supplemental on what?
Move it from ARP money into the funds.
Has that happened? I'm just asking the question.
Did you?
Whoa, wait. The body cameras are being paid for with ARPA funds.
Correct. It comes straight out of that.
What are we moving?
Okay, I didn't know if we needed
to move the money from AARP into theirs to cover that, or can we just take it straight from
ARP
and not have to do a supplemental?
I thought we always did supplemental.
Yeah, we have to move the money from the ARPA account to
the police equipment account.
Yes.
I just want to make sure, had it already been done in one of the prior supplementals with your discussion with Jeff? I was just asking.
No.
Okay,
so before they can officially be bought, we have to get the money moving.
This is why, and I'm glad you brought this up. As soon as he is back, Mr. Wilczek, we need him in the chair.
As soon as he gets back and you can put him in the chair, I want a meeting with him that day.
Now,
I just want to do it right so you can get him.
Yeah.
With the police cruiser. Let me know as soon as you find out if they cannot be held, and the dealer needs some type of confirmation now. Let me know, and we'll expedite funds as fast as possible. Without me saying now, there's other avenues we can look at, but as difficult it is to get cars, specifically what the fire chief went through and what Jim goes through, I don't want to lose those two vehicles.
I've called everywhere. There were 14 of them, and two were black.
You're talking Adamsburg, Pennsylvania, where these are coming from.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the closest dealership.
And it's not going to get any easier with the auto workers, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, so you got to worry about that. So promised me he would, when it came in, he was going to call.
Okay.
And that we were going to get first. Grab
all right, but like I said, if it comes down to
money wise,
we'll figure it out.
Let me know, we'll figure it out.
But he's also offering these cars at $1,000 under state bid here.
I saw how ours are less expensive than what other townships are paying.
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you. Next on the agenda coming up,
thanks, Lieutenant.
We did this. Fire Department Chief Arnold, sir.
Top of the afternoon.
Wonderful to see you all. Thank you for your time. Do you want me to address the two things under yours? that are.
Yes, it just takes it off my list, absolutely.
Absolutely.
What I have to cover.
So in 2022, I applied for a grant under the state blanket ARPA funding for retention wellness for first responders. They have moved extremely slowly with that, and we have been awarded money for that. It's $4,000 per eligible employee. It's just a straight salary bonus for working during COVID, and it's the state's attempt to keep first responders, and not bouncing around and playing all the games they play. So I just would like you guys to officially accept that money when it does come. And then within that exception, we have to decide, you have to decide and vote on how you want the fringe benefits paid for that come with the salary bonus. The small grant we got for the same thing out of the same funding, it was pension eligible right out of the gate. And so before you paid an employee, you took pension out of the grant money. And so there was no cost to the township whatsoever. This grant started as it was absolutely not pension eligible. So in order to pay this bonus to the firefighters, the township had to pony up the pension and Medicare and I think workers' comp. Since then, which is part of the holdup with this grant, they have decided that it is pension eligible, so we can pull the pension from the grant funding. So it ends up being no cost to the township. The state pays each of the eligible firefighters $4,000, and then from that they take their withholdings and everybody gets a check for $3,000 or whatever, whatever it is. But we just have to make that verbal in the resolution of how we are going to pay the fringe benefits within this.
So we're going to need that resolution today so that you can show what it's how it's going to work.
Steve's got it.
It's coming. He's got the resolution. It's coming. The money's not coming.
Gotcha.
Think,
so, sir, do you want to?
Sure. Resolution 2023-232. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting at noon on Thursday, October 19, 2023. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the receipt of funds totaling $112,000 from an ARPA First Responders Retention Grant.
If there's no further questions in this matter, I'd ask for a second.
Well, we need to state in the resolution that the fund, that the, I didn't hear it, that the money is, the pension's going to come out of that, their end of it, and not the township's.
Yeah, if we can just amend that resolution to include that phrasing.
Yeah.
That they're going to pay fringe benefits from the grant money.
Yeah, fringe benefits need to come out of the grant money.
Yeah. That would be the grant money.
Yeah.
So it was $4,000 per employee, correct?
37 people?
It's down to, I can't remember what I originally wrote the grant for.
So it's on there. It says 32.
How much
I
is
got
it
the
out?
Paperwork.
42?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think it was that high. I thought it was in the 20s.
What it says on that chart that I pulled from the grants website, it listed all the beneficiaries.
Yeah, I will second it with that change to the resolution.
Okay. So with change noted.
With the change noted.
So with the change noted, if there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Sir?
And then my second item is just discussing we have those automatic CPR machines, and depending on what study you look at, these things are significantly better than humans at getting return of spontaneous circulation during cardiac arrest. Ours have now become out of date. Stryker, much like Motorola, loves to not support things as soon as they're out of warranty to force you into buying new ones. So we have a significant discount if we purchase two new ones before the end of this year. I did not budget for that because I forecasted this next year and I had it included in next year's budget. But if we wait till next year, we're gonna lose we're gonna pay about $7,000 more for the two of them than we could buy them and get the exact same product.
Ouch.
As long as we just order it before December 31st of this year.
I'd go ahead and get them on order then.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, yeah.
So I would love to use the ARPA funding. I know I've dipped into that quite a bit. If there's enough left in there for me to stick my hand in there one more time, I would love to do that. If not, it's just gonna hit our carryover into next year, which, as you know, we're in the last year of our levies, so they're pretty slim.
So you said you budgeted for this for next year. The only reason I'm saying
it's
that
in
is
in my budget for next year.
Okay, the reason I'm saying that, if you had it in your budget, then it's possible that the board could pay for it and then it come back to the general fund.
There's money in the EMS budget that's just going to be carried over into next year and used as the total amount of money for next year. We would just have to have a supplemental to appropriate some of that money back into my budget versus just sitting there. It just hurts next year's budget because there's less money available for next year.
So you, per system, for lack of a better term,
yes,
we can save $7,000 each.
Yes.
$14,000.
No, so my quote I got, it was $13,800 if we order it before.
Each bottle for both.
Is that total?
I believe it's each.
Each is $13,000.
Yes.
Okay.
So 26.
And right, next year they're going to be close to $20,000 each.
If so there's $6,000 some odd dollars difference. I got you. I see where there's 6,000.
So I think they're 14 each.
So it's actually 14. Close. Is the actual increase, you said, $14,000 if we wait?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
they were quoting me almost $20,000 a piece. We're going to get $5,000 on a trade in, and then they're taking another like $1,800 off each one.
Well, you know my position. When it's a life-saving measure and there are ARPA funds available, I think
okay,
it's a must.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking saving people's lives.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to put that in context, our paramedics run on about 150 cardiac arrests a year.
Yep.
And the stats that you're able to get on these say it's about a 20% more success rate getting circulation back. So right there, that's 30 people that we affect every year using this equipment versus not.
So will you, like you always do, give me the quote?
Yes.
And then I'll be quiet and then the board can discuss how.
Absolutely. As long as.
So do we have a resolution for this?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're just discussing where
I can. So today's decision is based, we won't be able to give a resolution to this. To the board, hearing what I hear, are you in support of this?
Yeah, and my only question is, what's the RP funds look like? Do we have it?
I have to do the research. I'll guesstimate low, conservatively, mm-hmm, there's $500,000 available in that fund.
Okay. I'm good with it. I mean, just, I'd say we'll appropriate it out of there.
Okay.
But that's up to, I mean, that would be my thing.
Okay, so Mr. Horn?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so then
it's life saving.
I think the life saving devices and stuff like that.
At our next meeting,
we're gonna do all.
I'll give a statement.
Yep. So our next meeting, then it can come before and have the resolution.
And all we have to do is order them before the end of the year.
Yeah, we got time.
Yeah.
So any other thing for the
get them on order is what would be our preference,
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Stevens.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. You know, the thing is, could I interrupt just one second?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
And I'm sure Jim is very cognizant of this and the other guys, too. I think we all know somebody that just because we need something and we want to order it doesn't mean that we're going to get it immediately. You know, there is a lot of people not working now and different things, different labor problems and this, that, and the other. So
face it every day.
You know, that's one of those things.
we got to really be careful with, you know. So I just wanted to make that statement.
Sure. So noted. Mr. Stevens, your floor is yours, sir.
Only had one thing on the agenda, and Steve, would you like me to take care of that also, like everybody else has this on your list?
Sure, if you explain it, I'll read it.
There you go.
I'll take the easy part.
We've got our 2010 F-350 dump truck that we've had for a long time, last truck and our oldest truck in our fleet. The bed has completely pretty much rusted out on it. We put plywood in it just to kind of be able to still be able to use it. The plan was to use that to trade it in on another vehicle this year, but just as we're talking, it's hard to get the vehicles now, so we're going to look into next year. But what we'd like to do with this, we could put it on GovDeals and do it as an auction. I haven't had very much luck with GovDeals. I've had better luck putting it out here on the front lot, just doing the open bid or closed bid.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that we've got a reserve that has to be above, you know, a certain amount.
That's been the most profitable thing that we've had, those stops and things.
We put it out there with the snow plow, go with it, the plow, because if that plow won't work on any of our other vehicles.
For sure.
But I'd asked Steve, I got with Steve, and I asked to get it put on the agenda to see whether or not I could get the board to go ahead and approve me to go ahead and move forward with that. And I forget the exact dates that I gave to Steve, but it would give about 2 weeks out there with a closed bid. Right now is going to be the perfect time. Somebody's going to be looking for a plow truck.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Until the end of November 15th.
Yeah.
How are you planning on doing that? Are you going to put a number on it or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's like I've done in the past. Okay. I'll just put a full description, everything
in
there.
I counted before we've done some with a closed bid.
Yeah, I sold two vehicles out there like that. Okay. Actually, three.
Closed bid.
Really,
okay. So, Mr. Mazur, do you want to read that one off? And
absolutely. Resolution 2023-228, authorizing the Board of Trustees to sell a road department vehicle for the bid process. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, has adopted a resolution pursuant to revised code 505.10, authorizing the sale of a 2010 Ford 350 VIN number 1FDW F3H50A EA16984, no longer in use by the Franklin Township Road Department, to the highest bidder. Bids accepted until the end of business day on November 15, 2023. Trustees will open the bids for a determination of sale on November 16, 2023.
If there's no further questions in the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that.
And it gets sold as is.
Okay.
As is.
Hearing that, roll call, ma'am.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
The only other thing that I've got, I'd like to ask to be excused. We were out starting doing our leaf collection today, and the clutch went out on the PTO on our old leaf back. It's something we can fix in-house instead of taking the whole unit to Galleon and having somebody else tear it apart. We've already got it torn apart. Ryan's got the clutch out. I may have to make a trip to Galleon, so I'd just like to see if that's a big excuse to continue to work on that. The new leaf back, I know they had given us a November 1st delivery date. It had gotten backed up a little bit just because of the assembly line. I'm still in the works with them, but one thing that company is going to do, I instantly called them as soon as this happened today and told them what was happening, that we were down. Tomorrow, they're bringing us a loaner at no charge.
That's good.
And bring us
that's smart. That was smart to think that.
It's a self-contained unit, though. You got to swing the boom, unfortunately, and a manual. So the guys will love me for that. I haven't told them that yet.
Let it be a surprise.
We
have to check with Mike.
They
got to get out and do some work sometime. Does anybody have anything for me? Because I will be leaving.
Never mind, he handled it.
Just tell him to have a happy Halloween.
I have something, but I
got to
have permission to speak. I'm not going to speak until I get permission.
Okay. So I'll open the floor. Is there any questions for the road department at this time?
I just wanted to let you know, Jim, that I told you about the stop sign being down on Randsburg, and you was going to turn it over to the DOT, and I figured you did.
Yes.
But I got a hold of it. It's not been taken care of, so I got a hold of Adam Miller's office, and they brought a part-time signed in, and it got stowed last night, so I'm going to talk about this further, but I want to let you know, but he assured me today, I was on the phone 2 hours with this guy, that there'd be something on it, but I'm trying to keep you abreast, and so I was going to talk to you, and you said you had to leave, I didn't have any opportunity but to speak out.
And everything, what we find out is with a lot of the signage, it gets knocked down, like down there by Grandma's Pizza and whatnot, ODOT doesn't move very fast, and we can't work in there right away.
And I know that, and I even state that in things, that to work with the DOT, but I just wanted you to know.
Okay.
What's going on?
I appreciate that.
I presume we're in responsibility for those traffic speeding signs from the company, what we had before, the traffic signs out here.
I'm not sure where you're headed with this, Rob.
Okay, the only thing I'm going to ask you, or trying to ask you, is we have one of those speed signs down on Big Run Road.
They have.
Oh, okay.
We
Big
don't,
Run
they
Road.
Do.
That's fall over.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm
going to check. Yeah, going westbound, you turn off gas and go west over the Big Run.
Is it a speed limit sign or his speed sign you're
it's
talking
about? It's a speed sign. It's not your sign, not your normal. It's the camera signs, Jim.
Oh,
tell you your speed.
It's on you. Yeah. It's not okay. 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 That's all you.
I couldn't think of what you call
it. Sure
what
traffic sign.
But anyway, we're about to lose that sign. It's laying over, but then.
Okay, well, thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you. You'll have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, going to the Fiscal Department.
Yeah, we have a motion to approve bills and payroll.
All right. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from October 6, 2023 through October 18th in the amount of $70,895.44. And payroll paid on October the 13th in the amount of $181,013.42 for a combined total of $251,908.86 from check number 69597 to 69638 for electronic payments 1753-2023 through 1824-2023 with exhibits.
If there's no further questions from the board, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
We do not need to do a resolution for Jeff because we did that last meeting.
Yep.
So
okay.
We don't need to do that this
so
time.
Jeff should, or excuse me, Steve should have it for you to sign, though.
Yes.
Yes.
But we don't have to review it.
Right.
Because okay. It's for the 50 hours you guys have
worked. Yes.
Okay. Right. And now we have a resolution for 2023-22, approving supplemental appropriations.
Which one? You said 2-2?
2-2-2. I just kind of said the third two a little slow.
Yeah, supplemental gotcha. Appropriation number 12.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Is that, you're talking about will checks letter?
No.
Oh, okay. We did that last week.
But Steve, Steve, since we've taped, this is the supplemental for those police cars. Mm-hmm. Should we table this until we figure out what we're doing then?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's best.
Yeah, because when I looked at the dollar amount, I'm realizing that this is the money we're not sure where Jeff came from.
So
right.
If I may say something.
Okay. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Should we not go ahead and do the supplemental, and then if we don't need it, we can go away with it versus not do it and then have to have another meeting to do it? Because then that way, if we need to get money to the Pennsylvania people, it's already been supplemented. So my thought is to go ahead and supplement it, and then if we don't need it, we can forward it.
We just don't know where this money's coming
from.
Yeah,
that's
the reason why we
supplement it.
Really
supplement it, but we don't know.
We can't supplement it because we don't know where it's coming from.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it can be easily fixed. We just
gotcha.
Need to.
Okay, I was just thinking. It makes sense if the whole purpose is you don't know where it's coming from. And I get it.
The other thing that we have.
No, we're not going to move on that, Ralph, until we know exactly which line item it's coming from. So
while we're here, if I have to.
Sure.
On will check later of engagement. Now, I did that quickly. Now we approved 50 hours. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Originally it was for 200 hours.
Yeah.
And the board decided
to
let's
right.
just make it
50.
Yeah, that was your recommendation, sir?
I don't know.
And we said, yeah, take those 50.
Oh, that's fine.
And then they, okay.
Now, the other thing, one other thing I wanted to ask was, we're having a problem, and I hope that all you trustees are aware of that, that Jeff is not meeting up with her.
Okay. Yeah, we covered that in the last meeting, and I'm
he's
waiting to have
vacation.
I'm on vacation. I'm waiting.
Okay,
we're gonna have a meeting with him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But you did. Or, you told him he must meet.
Well, he's on vacation.
He's meeting with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is probably worse.
I wasn't here, so as long as we've got that covered, she can see the man when she needs to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard this a few times.
So, it'll be handled.
So, you know, we do happen with Jeff there, we happen to have a little bit of say over
him. No, we have a lot of say over him.
Yeah. And you guys kind
of
watch.
We have a lot of say over him. Yep.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring
yep.
that.
I'm sorry. You weren't here in the last meeting, and yeah, I took it upon myself to have a
okay, then
sit
the only
down.
Other thing that we have is bringing to the board, uploading the minute meetings instead of typing them out and waiting 2 weeks for the public to be able to hear mm-hmm. or read
yes,
what has happened at this meeting today.
Mm-hmm. He has got to periodically meet with her.
Yes.
To
okay. Yeah, we've moved on from that, Ralph,
okay.
But yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If you haven't met with him, he'll probably fight you
okay.
all night.
So now we're, go ahead.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I know.
Okay.
Do any of you have a problem with us switching to uploading the audio?
Yeah. Now, so do we even then, in doing that, would it be necessary to even pass minutes, or by law, do we have to pass the minutes?
We have to approve them, I think.
Approve them?
That
it's would
audio.
Be the record?
It's yeah. audio.
Yeah.
So it's what we record, so everybody can
it's
hear
a public,
at home.
It's a public record already.
Right now?
Right.
But, and this is already public record, but it takes it off of our plate from having to
type it, the
it
amount
off.
Of time, and then
yes.
Yes, I get it.
And then it gets to the public, you know, two, three
right,
weeks
right.
later.
So my question is I'm 100% for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to save your department a lot of time. You can't change what was already said.
Right.
It's there.
Yeah.
So I'm 100% perfect with that. But do we... I remember the courses that we've taken that the board has to approve written meeting minutes.
Well, they wouldn't
that's
be
what
written.
We need to find
no.
out.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it does not state written.
No.
No.
I
says we have to approve minutes.
Have to. I think as long as...
The board
so let's just check with legal and then if it's great
well,
or
yeah,
not.
I mean,
we've already
no
checked with legal
checking.
And other townships already are...
Our attorneys say fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I was on me.
So,
a
do
minute.
You want to make a?
It would be a motion.
I know, but do you want to make a motion and let us vote on it, or would you like me to make the motion?
Either or.
I'll make the motion that way.
Either or.
Well, the reason I'm giving
yeah.
you an opportunity is from
yeah.
your office.
Yeah, it's from your office.
Yeah.
Make the motion.
You
want to
make the motion?
I'd like to make a motion to start uploading the audio instead of typing out the minutes, and we would like to backdate this to September 7th meeting.
Okay.
I will.
And then if I can expand on that,
mm-hmm.
what time frame are you putting on yourself? When are these audios going to be uploaded?
If we have a Thursday meeting, there should be no reason why we can't have it by Friday,
okay.
Robin, uploaded
yeah,
by Friday.
Yeah, because I would make sure, because Nicole why works.
Into business Friday.
No,
yeah,
because
Nicole
I'll
works the website, and so I would just make sure she had access to
okay.
the
recorder.
Upload.
Well, I think
not to make it so that it sticks that you have to do it that way, but
mm-hmm.
if we have some kind of protocol that...
So like
right.
two business days?
Right.
I'd say,
right.
I'd say by
yeah.
Monday.
From two,
yeah.
There's a good two business days from any meeting.
Yeah.
So your motion is for the board, if I may clarify...
Yes.
That from this point forward, as
no,
well
September
as
7th.
September,
yes.
yeah, I'm going backwards. This meeting, as well as back to September 2nd, that all meetings for Franklin Township Board of Trustees shall be audio only at this point moving forward. Every meeting will be uploaded to our website within two business days.
Yep.
And I'm using the word business days so
yes.
that if we're running into the weekend.
I would make it 3 days. three business days.
Well, they're the ones that they're asking for it. They're the ones wanting to.
Do you want to do it by Monday? Do you want to do it by Friday? I mean,
I say two business days.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
They're saying two business days is fair.
They're wanting only two.
Yeah.
I'm not picking two. They did.
Well, the reason I want to make sure is if one sick and one's on vacation, can they get it done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes it a lot easier, actually.
Do you want to change it to three, or do you want to leave it at your two?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
We could do three for a cushion.
Okay.
Three, fair.
Three.
It will be uploaded. It shall be uploaded within three business days of any given meeting by the Board of Trustees.
Well, that way we'll know exactly what to tell the rest of them.
Yeah.
So with that being said, is there a second?
I will second it.
And here in a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Clarification, is it four business days?
Three.
Ralph, see me in a comedian.
One, two, three, four.
Three.
Okay.
My being silly.
Let's do it again. Just go five.
See, I don't know what I'm talking about.
He's just being a clown.
So you'll have 3 days, three business days for your meeting.
Okay. And that's all Chris will have today.
Okay. So within. Yep. Okay, so that's
thank
all you.
You
have. Okay,
yes. Yes,
hearing
sir.
That, we're moving on. moving to Administrator Mr. Mazur. You have some of your stuff already covered.
That was a tough show to follow.
I don't even know where we're at there. Right.
We're down to the administrator.
Neither do I.
Number five.
Okay, number five.
Thank you, Chairman.
He's stuck on 4 minutes.
It's all good.
Okay. The first resolution I have is 2023-223, obligations approved by the Township Administrator for a period of October 6, 2023 through October 19, 2023. And whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township, in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And again, from the period of October 6, 2023 through October 17, 2023, total amount is $35,787.10.
If there's no further question on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Mazur.
Next resolution I have is 2023-224. It's approving 32 hours of injury leave and 48 hours of light duty for Chief Byron Smith. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 32 hours of injury leave and 48 hours of light duty for employee Byron Smith for a pay period of 10/11/2023 through 10/25/2023 per employee's MOU.
Okay, and all statutory doctors, everything of that nature has been met, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hearing that, I would ask for a second.
And his 48 hours of light duty time is what days?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
For each week of the pay period.
I will second that.
Hearing that, I'd ask for the roll.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
The next resolution I have is 2023-225. It's approving 32 hours of injury leave and 48 hours of light duty for Lieutenant David Ratliff. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 32 hours of injury leave and 48 hours of light duty for employee David Ratliff for the period of October 11, 2023. Through October 25th, 2023, per employee's MOU.
And again, I'll ask, is all statute regulations been met for this, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hearing that, I'd ask for a second.
With that, I will ask again, is his days of work
The lieutenant is here Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays.
Okay. With that, I will second it.
Hearing that, I'd ask for a roll call, please.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Let me get it. Hold up just a second. Clarification on your day's work.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Okay. That's every week.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But I was just trying to figure out why can't we have different days to, you cover like through Friday or something like that. And the chief cover, he's doing 3 days now, right?
I think they all set each other, is that correct?
I have, yeah. My regular time off.
That's the only issue I have at all.
My regular day's off for Friday, Saturday, and his is Saturday, Sunday, so we just made sure we didn't go into our regular day off.
Okay. In other words, I love you guys so well. I want one of you there each day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but did you vote already? I
don't know. I was getting ready. Okay. I'll vote for the 3 days.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
I just wanted to.
I didn't want us to lose where we were.
No, no.
I was going to talk about too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just think about that.
You got Ralph right on that.
Yeah.
Do. Mm-hmm. Just help you.
No, you're fine.
You probably got a pile more to go.
The good stuff, yeah. It's
I don't even know if we're on A or if we're on H.
We're on D.
Oh, we got a long ways to go.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
The next resolution is Resolution 2023-226. It's approving 24 hours of injury leave for Thomas Cheshire. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 24 hours of injury leave duty for employee Thomas Chesser, retroactive for pay period September 27, 2023 through October 10, 2023, per Article 13 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement.
And everything statutory has been met on this as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, with that, if there's no questions.
No, I was just going to ask, what is the injury?
We can't discuss that at the table because of that. That's personal.
That's HIPAA.
Okay.
You can
talk to him offline.
I'm trying to remember what.
That's HIPAA law.
Yeah, HIPAA.
Yeah. Yeah, he can talk to him privately offline.
Yeah, we can always talk to you privately, but being in an open forum.
I forgot about that.
Okay, so hearing that, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
And we'll call when you're ready, ma'am.
John.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
I have Resolution 2023-227. It's approving 80 hours of injury leave for Thomas Cheshire. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave duty for employee Thomas Cheshire, retroactive for pay period October 11, 2023 through October 24, 2023, per Article 13 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement.
If there's no further questions on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
And yes, I do have.
Yes, thank you. I just skipped that.
I will second that.
Yeah, hearing that there is all statutory requirements met.
That's what I was waiting on.
And I have a second.
Yeah.
Ma'am, when you're ready, hearing that.
John.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
It's been a long day.
Yeah. And we still got more to go.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you get to K.
Yeah.
That's lovely. That's where we are now.
Good. It's a long one. Steve's got
I'm
a long way.
I'm
going
to save that for last. I'm going to move that to
L
first and then come back to
then
K.
Then you'll take the big breath.
Yes. Yes. So my next item I have for the board is a discussion item. The city of Columbus, and we think it's going to be next year, is going to install a water line along a section of Briggs Road. And again, we're hoping it's next year. So what will happen is after the water line's installed, the city is going to repair We pay one side of the street.
Okay.
And then the township will be responsible because it needs repair. The other side of the street, and it's between the intersections of, what did I say, Demarest? I mean Demarest. It'll be between the intersections of Briggs to Josephine. It's my map.
Yes, right. Yeah, yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a meeting. So what the county would like to do, Franklin County, is in the meantime, before all this construction starts, is to put a crosswalk across Demarest for the kids so they can access back and forth safely.
Because we don't have a crosswalk there now at all.
No, no. And what the county has proposed is that they will install the markers across the street, and then they will put crosswalk signs on both sides of the street, and they'll install that for us at a cost of about between $1,600 and $1,700.
Okay.
So I talked to Mr. Stevens. He has funds available. We can get a PO for that.
Okay.
But again, I wanted to get a discussion with the board if you're comfortable with that.
Like is there any discussion, Mr. Horn? How do you feel?
I'm just trying to figure out that my brain's not comprehending how far that is.
Yeah, so basically,
next to Franklin Heights.
Next to Franklin Heights, where yeah. Briggs Road goes into the small area. It used to be behind the tennis courts there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And putting across.
Oh, well, there is some residential.
Right.
Yeah. We have Rosary Edition.
We have like
recreational there too. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We need to do something if we can get it, you know. And
yeah. There again, it's another safety item. I'm good with it.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if we should ask the. Okay. What all do we have there? Just the tennis court?
Well, we have the tennis courts right there. The band also uses the area for practice out there in that area.
Yeah.
And then the students that cross over, that's the important part. So the students going to school would be able to cross there.
Okay.
And it's just a safety factor for
$1,600. Yeah, oh, I'm just trying to ask. Maybe I'm getting a little greedy here.
Yeah.
Should we ask for the county if they'll give us a blinking light or something there?
We have discussed that those are extremely expensive.
I know they are.
And it may be something that after all the paving is completed, we can discuss.
Okay.
But I think those, for each side of the street, I think they run probably $5,000 each.
Or they're that expensive.
And it may be something that's eventually mandated by the state to have those installed.
Okay.
So with that being said, sir, we obviously don't have a resolution for that. So at our next meeting, if you note that the board's already had the discussion on that.
Yes,
and sir, if you can continue on.
Okay, again, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. These are lengthy resolutions that this time have to do with junk vehicles. And I'll try and condense this as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
You're just going to read the first one, then the addresses of the and the number.
I am. Oh, the first one will be the lengthy.
Like, thank
please.
You.
Please.
The first one is Resolution 2023-233. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles, in this case located at 3483 Glorious Road, parcel number 140-005-033-00, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. Whereas pursuant to Section 505.871 of the Ohio Revised Code, the Franklin Township Board of Trustees is authorized to determine that a motor vehicle located on private property is a junk motor vehicle within the meaning of Section 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code. Order the property owner to remove any such junk motor vehicle from the property within 14 days of service of written notice, and if the property owner fails to remove or cause to remove or cause removal of the junk motor vehicles from the property within said 14 days. The board may proceed to remove the junk motor vehicles from the property and enter the cost of such removal upon the tax duplicate for the property, or cause a removal of the subject vehicles by a motor vehicle salvage dealer or scrap metal processing facility pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 4737 and 4738. And whereas the board has found that there is a motor vehicle located at 3483 Glorious Road Avenue, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, known as parcels number 140005033-00, that the junk motor vehicle is 3 model years old or older, apparently inoperable, extensively damaged, and that otherwise constitutes a junk motor vehicle pursuant to sections 505.871 and 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code. And whereas it is in the best interest of Franklin Township and its residents to proceed under section 505.871 of the Ohio Revised Code in order to remove or have removed the junk motor vehicles from the property. The board hereby determines that it is in the best interest of the township and its residents that the board proceed under section 505.871 of the Ohio Revised Code and hereby orders the record owner of the property or the executor for the estate of the record owner or the lawful representative for the record owner to remove or provide for the removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property within 14 days of the date of receipt of written notice of the passage of this resolution. And the last is the board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner, his representatives, or the executive of the estate of the record owner, and to holders of liens of the record on the property of the board's intention to remove or cause removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided again in section 505.871C of the Ohio Revised Code.
Take a breath.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Set a mouthful there, Peter.
And that's all in.
Okay.
I give you permission to go for just the addresses. We're all good with that.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to try here.
Well,
the damn call.
Yeah.
You want to wait for all of them?
Let's just do all of them and we'll vote on all of them.
Okay. The next is resolution 2023-234. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 842 Joyful Street, parcel number 140004946-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the removal of a junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code 505.871. The board hereby determines that a motor vehicle located in the unincorporated area of the township, which may be generally described as a white van in deteriorating condition parked in front yard, that is 3 model years or older, apparently inoperable, and thus constitutes a junk motor vehicle as defined in section 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code. The board authorizes the township administrator to provide written notice to the record owner, his representative, or executive of the estate of the record owner, and to the holders of liens of the record on the property of the board's intentions to remove or cause removal of the junk motor vehicle from the property as provided in section 505.871C of the Ohio Revised Code.
So, what that one actually says is we can't leave any trash car parked in the yard.
Right. We'll give the owner 14 days to move it.
Now, that doesn't parking in the yard, does that include operable vehicles such as we drive daily?
No, yeah. That's something, Ralph, okay. that we're going to visit here with the home rule.
Okay. Okay.
So with that being
so everybody's clear on right. that, and maybe we won't get asked 9,000 questions.
Okay, Steve, next.
If you that doesn't your operable vehicles, you know, like your neighbor always parks in the yard 4 or 5 cars. That don't apply to that.
Not in this situation, no.
No.
Okay.
So, just so everyone knows.
Okay. Sir?
Next resolution, 2023-235. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 869 Josephina Avenue. Parcel number 140-005-010-00. In Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. The board hereby determines that a motor vehicle located in the unincorporated the township, which may be generally described as a blue camper and driveway, is model years or older, 3 years or older, apparently inoperable, and thus constitutes a junk motor vehicle as defined in section 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code.
That's the last one, correct?
Not even close.
Nicole's been busy.
I'm good with just the address and the make and model.
Yeah, can you give the parcel number?
And the parcel number.
I'll absolutely do
yes.
that. Resolution 2023-236. It's a resolution declaring a motor vehicle located at 1061 Forest Drive, parcel number 140-000-817-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. A junk motor vehicle provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. And again, it's a classified as a utility truck, red, white, and blue, 3 years or older, apparently inoperable, and thus constitutes a junk vehicle as defined by section 505.173 of the revised code.
Okay.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's easier.
Yeah.
We're losing them.
Yeah. Yeah, you lost me, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I rolled in the
back of my head. Resolution 2023-237. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicle located at 1678 Laurel Avenue, parcel number 140-000-908-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. A junk motor vehicle provided for its removal pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.871. The board determines that a motor vehicle located in the unincorporated the township, which may generally be described as a red hatchback with missing wheels, the model 3 years or older, apparently inoperable, constitutes a junk vehicle under 505.173 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Is that, that's the last one, isn't it?
No.
Forget about the 15 parked across the street.
Did they move?
No. But it's past nap time.
Okay.
Right.
So
I'll see if I can condense this down some more. And
we still need the address and the parcel number, sir.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Does it help that there's no tags on the vehicles also?
Nope.
What did you say? I heard voices.
Nicole, there's an echo in the room.
What did you say?
Tags. You know, a lot of cars, they'll be abandoned and they don't have tags on. You know, the license plates and everything.
Yeah.
Is that
as long as it fits this criteria, you know, 3 years mm-hmm. or older and inoperable and...
got the wheels off from them, they're fine.
Apparently, the okay. time period is 3 years.
We're going to keep moving on this.
Resolution 2023-238 is a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1637 Rosemont Avenue, parcel number 140-008-80-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. What would you ask for the description of the vehicle, Robin?
I just need the address and parcel number, so.
Resolution 2023-239 is a resolution declaring motor vehicle located at 1648 Hopkins Avenue, parcel number 140-002-358-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871.
Oh my God.
Okay. Resolution 2023-240, resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1723 Bellmead, parcel number 140-001-309-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. Resolution 2023-241, it's a resolution declaring motor vehicle located in 1985 Hopkins, parcel number 140-003-195-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, junk motor vehicle provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. Then we have resolution 2023-242. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1067 Forest Road, parcel number 140-008-19-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. It is a junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. Then we have resolution 2023-243. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1627 Laurel Avenue, parcel number 140-00939-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871. And lastly, resolution 2023-244, it's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 915 Josephine Avenue, parcel number 140-005-016-00 in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, junk motor vehicle provided for its removal pursuant to ORC 505.871.
So, to the board, please, if there's no further discussion, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Yes. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Ralph.
Oh, yes.
I was daydreaming.
Sir,
do you have
a piece of road that they're both driving?
Gotcha.
Yeah. They make sure it's the same place.
You don't want to be
with everything else.
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of big, but they will come.
Okay, so we'll move on. Only thing I have is I heard someone say this, I didn't come up with it my own, but I thought it would be a great option. A lot of us pay their bills online with a nice app. I have State Farm, makes it very simple. I would like to see what it would take for the township to have an app to where they can click, they can access a lot of stuff, meetings when they're going to be, even our website to where they can listen to the audio right there on their phone. I don't specifically know how an app is made, but I've used a lot of apps. Is there a way that we could look into what it would take to have an app made for Franklin Township?
So yeah, I'll make a note of that, if you don't mind. Chief, I'm gonna ask for, let's lay low a little bit on that. I wanna get these cars out first.
You think?
Okay.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay.
Okay. So if we can just make a note of that.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So you'd like to access the...
Well, if we had somebody, I don't know who it takes, but if we could research what's it take to come up with a Franklin Township app. So we have stuff like Jim Stevens to put on there, road conditions, people would be able to hit that. It would be information quick.
Oh, I think it's great for the future. I don't think we're quite ready for that yet.
I don't know about that. I think so, Ralph.
Me and a few other old people have to die off first. I don't understand the app.
Yeah. So not everyone has to use it, just anyone that would want to download an app. Find a company that makes it. It can't be that difficult. Okay, so we're moving on. Mr. Leeser, do you have anything for us?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Unless you want to go back
to the... Mr. Horn, do you have anything for us?
No, not a thing except just one short thing. I want to say to all of the employees of Franklin Township, especially the pork cookers, for my little thank you going away lunch. And I do appreciate that, Robin and all. I'm not even going to try to name everybody. I'll just say I'm afraid I'll forget somebody, and I don't want to do that. So thanks, everybody that attended, and I really appreciate that. It meant the world to me. Thank you.
Okay, next we'll go to the speaker cards when ready. Mm.
Okay. Mike Blevins, Randsburg, Township Update. Sir, you'll have 3 minutes.
Sure. I'm going to come up here and do it so I don't have to protect my voice quite so loud. I've been accused of being a bully, and I don't want to offend people, and so I'll just start out up here.
Okay.
I want to bring up what I was speaking to Jim about. So at the end of Randsburg and Harrisburg Pike, the stop sign got knocked down again, mm-hmm. and so I told Jim about it, and Jim told me he would report it to the DOT, so 2 weeks went by, so we contacted Alan Miller's office, and they brought out a
temporary,
and it got stolen last night. So I was back on the phone this morning with Adam Miller's assistant, and he's reaching back out to the DOT today, and they're going to his recommendation. Now, he's not the DOT, but his recommendation maybe to bring something up and over and down, much more substantial. We can't just keep having this stop sign get run over and knocked down. They had poured cement in there.
What do you think? Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't interrupt. No. Go ahead.
I feel like it has to do with the trucks going in and out of that business right there, and a semi 53 footer up against the sign. He's just not going to know that he's taking it out. The second thing that I'd like to speak about is an update on the Mark Gray's Enterprise down here on the Harrisburg Pike. I had asked you, Jim, if you could have them come back and do their presentation.
Right.
And so when I was out in the neighborhoods on Humphreys, those people are super upset. This is going to back up against their properties and impact them tremendously. They have a petition that they filled out, and they were not allowed to present it at the meeting where you guys wrote a letter of support when he went down there, and they would like to be included in any decisions that are made in the future. Like, you're writing these letters, same as you did today, you wrote a letter, but in this instance, the residents were never involved. They came in, they presented, you signed a letter of support, and they didn't get a chance to represent themselves. And lastly, I'm curious to know, this is not a complaint, but I have tried to get on the agenda in the past. So I guess I'm asking Steve, you're the one that does the agendas, how does a resident go about getting on the agenda? And I know I got 25 seconds, but I'm done.
I took a second of your time.
It's all good. And so if
I have a question
I,
for you, if you could okay. stay there.
I'll stay right here.
Okay, great. If you're comfortable.
I'm fine.
Okay. Agenda.
Oh, if you let me know, Mike, and what the topic is, I can get you on the agenda.
Oh, you're allowed to just do that because you were not the administrator, but I tried to get on the agenda before, and I was told by that administrator that he had to run it by the chairman, and the chairman said no. Now that was not. I'm just speaking in the past, so I want to know what the rules are now.
Well, I can do that. I mean, if you have an agenda topic that you want to talk about.
Well, I can assure you of one thing: it wasn't this chairman that ever told me.
No. I purposely didn't name any names.
No, no, no.
Because
no,
as soon as
no,
you do,
just,
as soon
I'm
as you have an opinion on anything, they attack you.
The only thing that's ever important to me is the residents.
And I understand that. And I agree.
That's who we represent.
Do you have a question
for
me?
Yes. And I think you're answering. I apologize for interrupting because I was, and you answered it basically, is how does someone keep hitting that? So it's the semis that are turning in there. That are hitting
well, or John Drunk's races, like they'll turn that corner, it sits right, it's a terrible setup. And Jackson doesn't have one either.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Jackson's at Grandma's Pizza.
Yeah.
I used to call it Papa Bear's, I hope I got the right number. It's Grandma's now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have one either.
Yeah.
They just get taken out constantly.
Yeah.
And I'm really concerned about elderly people in my neighborhood. They're the one that's contacting me. I'm the go-to guy, like you're the go-to guy on Lowell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the go-to guy on Randsburg. You want something done? Ask Mike.
So my question, what would you think of, I've seen some communities where they have it just painted in the stop bar. Can't run out
I don't have an opinion, John. I would leave it up to whoever the power could be.
It's your road, so.
I understand, but I'm asking.
Either. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. I don't care.
There's no curb around that corner, like mm-hmm. the parking lot for Grandma's Pizza and
it's
the street.
The one up there, it's yours, yeah.
And, you know, there's a few spots like that around Harrisburg Pike where there's really no definition between the business lot and the street.
That
so people
true.
Just cut through,
yeah,
and that's probably
true.
How that keeps
yeah,
getting
it's,
off.
So it's totally
I'm
adequate. Don't worry, it's totally adequate, Mike. Give
me
your information. And to get some future action on some of these problems.
Yeah, it needs to be addressed.
It needs to go to the Franklin County Engineer's Office. And they're the one to start the conversation
sure.
with. Okay.
So what I would like to do is...
You understand that, ma'am? Okay. Now, the Engineer's Office is over on Dublin Brook.
Mm-hmm.
They control the signage and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... What I've seen done in other places like that, they actually take an area probably the size of this table across
mm-hmm.
and it
yeah.
says stop and they mark it so that people realize it's stopped because of the situation that we're seeing that there's no curbs and it's just there and then there's that gravel on that side and then Grandma's Pizza that goes into the, or not Grandma's Pizza, but that, whatever that, there's a carry out,
yes.
phone, boost and something
yeah.
else. So they're ins and outs and people are hitting it. No street light that I can recall, so it's dark.
Yeah.
So they're hitting that. Not saying don't put up a street sign as well, but I'm wondering what the idea of painting a good stop bar with it being red saying stop. And nowadays you're seeing some of the highways that, you know, if you're coming up on 70, 71, 670, in that lane it'll say 670, which I like because I know I'm in the right lane.
Absolutely. I'll end with this. My only thoughts on that at first when you said it is the township road begins and ends with DOT,
mm-hmm.
and there's it's terrible transition there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think paint's going to work there.
Okay.
Probably not.
And that's just my first thought.
Well,
I appreciate you even addressing it.
Well, I wanted to give, you know, obviously the reason I asked you and you came back to me, I said, I want to hear what the public would think. I didn't think about that is what you said because you go in and out there all the time. Where the two meet, would it even be applicable situation.
I mean, I wish Jim was here, but he had to leave, and I had every, he's going to be the man.
So, sir, can we put that on the agenda for Steve, that we can talk about this at the next meeting, and maybe he can find out some information if it's possible to do both a stop sign as well as a stop bar with saying stop in it. Even if it only lasts a year and we're able to go back and repaint it, something's better than nothing.
Anything's got. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
What's the exact location again?
Ransburg and Harrisburg Pike.
Okay.
No,
anything
on the west side, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can assure you, Mr. Chairman and Mike and whoever, that Franklin Township is not the only one that has problems like that. It's statewide.
The assistant, Doug.
And especially, interrupt you just a moment.
No, I interrupted.
All of the townships in the rural areas of Ohio, if you would take a survey across the state, you would find that they all have some sort of problems like that. We still aren't up to 23rd century, whatever we're on. Yeah. 20th century now. 21st century? Yeah,
21st. I will update, Steve when it gets taken care of.
You'll be surprised.
Thanks for having me.
1923.
Okay, so we have one more.
We'll have one more, Jan.
I'll tell it, John.
That's okay.
You'd be surprised how many times. Let's say 1923.
Yeah.
How many times you
say? I want to say 20th century, 21st.
Well, I just wonder.
Nothing?
Jan.
I would just like to thank once again the police, fire department, and everybody. And I would really like to see, excuse my language, I'd like to see all the bull that's going on back and forth between people to knock it off and work together to make this a township and not a nitpicking party.
Pray a lot, Jack.
Which is what it is, and that's what everybody has to do.
Yeah.
You have to pray.
Pray.
Not
pray.
Only for this, pray. Us, but the whole
world.
With that, we are now adjourned at,
yeah.
I got 18 something, 13, so it'd be 2...
152.
152.
152.
Good job on that.
It woke you up.
Nice. You almost had the ring. You almost had the right ring to it.